Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is John Jacob Schmidt here from Radio Free Redoubt. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. And we've got from formerly behind the microphone at Liberty State Radio, Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, that's an old throwback now, isn't it?
I know. Isn't that something? It doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was. You had a lot under your belt.
Yes. Yeah. Well, for 2.5 solid years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep.
And the political church.
And then the political church. Yep.
Yeah. So.
And now the morning commute. So.
Yeah. What a blessing. What time? How timely it is. There. Today we're going to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
We're going to do the word of the day, but then I'm going to share a listener letter. We're getting a lot of correspondence from listeners. They're starting to get really engaging.
Yeah, which is cool.
It is very cool, but we're also sensing a heavy spirit.
Right.
And some folks that are saying, oh, be careful not to say America. It's over for America. I'm like, I don't think we would ever have said that. Now, we are in danger if we don't rise to the occasion of that. And history shows we would be foolish to ignore the consequences if we don't really get engaged, and we have to know that what is on the line is the existence of America, whether or not what that's going to look like.
Which I hope we've laid out and explained very clearly so far in these past couple months.
Yeah.
I think we have. You know?
And, of course, we also do have our moments, too, where sometimes we just feel heavy-hearted.
You and I get mad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are – they get – you know, they start to feel hopeless. You and I just get mad.
Yeah, so. I just want to. Yeah,
we're a couple of like-minded people. So
righteous anger,
that's right.
Against injustice and tyranny and deception and lies and enemies of America and all that's been sacrificed. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
and hopefully shed some hope for when you think, man, can we even? What are our odds here? It's just like, what's the point? Well, we're just overwhelmed.
Honestly, I truly believe our odds are an awful lot better than the lying media want us to believe right now.
And especially when you have God on your side.
Well, yes, exactly. There you have it. Yeah. I mean, it could just be one of us and God, and still have all the hope on our side.
Absolutely. They'd be outnumbered.
Yep. Big time.
Two of us and God and
one of us and
millions
God.
Of CNN watchers.
Yeah, that's right. That are going to go bankrupt tomorrow.
Yay. Good. All right. So the word of the day.
The word of the day for Wednesday comes to us from Psalm 33, verses 18 through 22, which read, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you."
Okay, good. Now, can you keep that handy so we can come back to that? Because I don't have our show notes pulled up.
Okay.
They're blank. It's, just kind of just know what to say, don't we? I'm going to have to.
Yeah, we don't need anything to refer to. We'll just... Yeah,
right. We could do that too
for an hour. I know, boy, yeah, we could do that for several hours. We seem to do that by ourselves all the time.
Yep. Okay, so let's see. Let's go to this listener letter here, and so it is. There it is. I got the notes here. Wednesday, 18 November. Okay, good. So I'm not going to refer to my notes much, really, at all. I have this listener letter that I want to share with you guys, first of all, because this person represents a lot of people, how we are, the sentiment that we're catching, we're feeling it, we're hearing what you guys are saying. I have a question for both Lady Liberty and JJS. As a discussion-based scenario, if Biden was to be elected president, even though it's 100% obvious that the election was stolen slash rigged, what are the American patriots going to do? Will there be any action or recourse to counter this? Will it be accepted by the patriots as just the way it is? I do not want a war, but I feel if our representatives have gone full retard, we must take them, commies, out of office. Our country is at a tipping point. If we go over the edge, we fall into socialism and America will be lost. Just watching how easy people were duped into wearing face diapers, running scared 24/7, closing their businesses, has me concerned. I'm losing hope that anyone is even willing to stand up to this type of tyranny. I only have a few trusted sources that I will listen to for news or updates on what's happening across the country. Out of these, two are hinting at giving up on Trump winning this election. One, hanging middle of the road, and your show being 100% positive that Trump will remain president. Getting worn down here in Virginia and starting to feel like I'm all alone in this battle. Any thoughts on this? Thanks. Boy, do we have thoughts on this.
Boy, do we ever.
We don't have time to get into all of the thoughts on this.
Yeah, we would need three or four shows to cover all of that.
Just quite frankly, we have two options. We are 100% positive that Trump won the election.
Right.
If it had not been tampered with. We believe, based on the evidence that we've seen, and there's a Readout News is doing a great job of compiling now a series of evidence in these postings that they are digging up and presenting. So there's no shortage of evidence. So this is going to be, we still have lawsuits, we have recounts ongoing, and this is probably ultimately going to end up in the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court, and then possibly all the way through Congress.
Right.
And so there's that potential. And so the fact that this is not being, totally wrapped up within a week's time, don't lose hope of that. Because technically it's never made official until the middle of December anyway.
Right.
And so it has to be certified by the Electoral College, all of it. And so if there's even any question to illegality of anything at all, it's not going to be decided before then, especially not before then.
Right.
And then probably even past that date if there are lawsuits and evidence that has to be proven in court.
So,
and so this could actually be a very long, drawn-out thing. But don't lose hope.
Right, exactly.
We know for a fact that their evidence is totally in favor of Trump.
Yes.
And it's evidence. And so, this expect this to not be a sprint. Expect this to be a bit of a marathon.
Right. People want instant results. That's why they're losing hope, because we should have known by now. And,
right. And the media is totally capitalizing.
And watching the mainstream media, the corporate media, basically acting like Biden is already president. They keep talking about his transition team and the people they're putting in place. And like Trump, who's Trump? And this is done on purpose. This is intended to demoralize you. It's a communist tactic. You guys stick to your guns and pray. Keep praying over this election process. Yep. Pray over the lawyers. Pray over President Trump. Pray over our country. Do not stop. You can't let up. We're in spiritual warfare right now. This is spiritual war.
Yeah, because they can declare all they want that they're losing. That their losing candidate has won. That's not true, not even remotely true. It's not even anywhere close to the middle of December yet. So even if he was the winner, they still couldn't state anything truthful at all until the middle of December. And the fact of the matter is that he isn't the winner. It's all fraud. And so they're going to prove it. And so just hang in there. Just hang in there.
We're confident of that. And, Joshua and Caleb, they were two out of 12 spies sent into Israel to come back and bring a report back to Moses. And everybody's like, "Oh, we can't do it. We're hosed, man. We forget it, man. They're big. They're huge. They're
huge.
Powerful. We're just man. We just give it up." They're like, "Wait, hold on. Whoa. Hey, our God is with us. We can take this land. Let's do it, right?" And it's because of the doubt of the people of Israel. they ended up having to, okay, fine, you know, wander around for 40 years. You know, if it, I'm not going to give it to you yet because of your lack of faith.
That's right.
The whole generation passed away because of their doubt in the Lord coming through, except for the two who didn't doubt, and that was Joshua and Caleb.
Right.
Right? That's the kind of faith that we need to have today.
Right.
Our country was founded on that level of hope.
Right.
And prayer by godly men. But there's a couple points that we still want to hit on here from this listener letter.
Right. Like the question that he had about what are we going to do? Are we going to allow this if it is decided that Biden is the victor? Well, first of all, that's not possible. With all the fraud, there just is no possible way that he could possibly be the winner.
There's a lot of things that shouldn't be possible. What if? What if we go there?
What if they manage to steal the election and pull a coup?
Yeah, they pull a coup. Somehow the Supreme Court justices are coerced, manipulated.
Also some things that, the fact that this is definitely the workings of a very sophisticated coup. And I have no doubt that we can prove that in court. Absolutely no doubt whatsoever. And I also think that should they push hard enough to try to claim this coup, they prove that this election has been completely fraudulent, which they will, and then say the left still push to try to oust Trump. At that point, we will need our military intervention because that is an illegal treasonous activity to overthrow a government. And it is well within the law and our duty to defend our nation from an illegal coup.
Right.
In which case, we would need to have our military be absolutely involved and have our complete backing to defend our nation from a takeover coup.
Yeah.
And so they would have to be ousted by U.S. military action, which we are thinking is already being put in place as a backup just in case, because it looks like we're bringing our troops home. It looks like all the...
Trump immediately got rid of a bunch of deep state creeps
from the Pentagon that were opposing
the Pentagon
him.
And the intelligence community, but they're still so deeply entrenched all throughout there. It's like a cancer. And so hypothetically, if things unfold where Biden ends up being officially by the courts or by Congress, whoever, just somehow he ends up being treated as the president. And I can't even imagine Trump just leaving the White House.
I can't either. But there's too much evidence of fraud.
But here's the thing. The answer to that question, hypothetically, you only have two options at that point because they've made clear their intentions for patriots, Trump supporters. There will be retribution. And you have two choices. One, to capitulate and become enslaved by them.
And
to
possibly
resist.
Put in prison or
undoubtedly,
killed.
Undoubtedly. You know. That's goes without saying.
Yep.
That's the gulags, the American version of the gulags are coming. They're going to criminalize so many activities and ideologies and words. You will not be able to speak against them without being charged with inciting or insurrection, domestic terrorism. I mean, they made their intentions clear.
Right.
And we know who these people are and who are backing them. I mean, they're endorsed by the communists,
right,
and globalists. So they're going to start by pushing right off the bat. Everybody mandated nationwide masks.
Right.
No excuses.
Well, and see, that's the other point that it really would have to be a coup with this regime, because it's a regime. This regime that is trying to take over our government, our American government, has no constitutional backing at all.
Right.
I mean,
it doesn't matter to these people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They are not following anything according to the Constitution, and yet they're claiming to be Americans. So they're lying about everything from the very beginning. Even they're not even in compliance with Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution that says that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive against domestic violence.
We don't have that. We haven't had that. We haven't had that in years. Look at the Second Amendment.
Right.
Why are people in prison? Because they're caught with a 11-round magazine.
Right.
It should not ever happen. It's already gone.
Yeah. See, all of those people that represent the communist takeover do not recognize anything in our Constitution at all. And so where would we even be? That's why we could not even be America if Biden becomes president, because they don't even recognize our constitutional law.
Exactly. They already don't. But then, I mean, they would institutionalize it. And here's the thing. Whether Trump gets in or not, there's no way out of this, in my estimation, without a fight.
Well, I think that our chances are better of a less of a fight if Trump is declared victor, because at least then it is official, right? At least that part is official, and the fact that we are still America will be official.
We could discuss that.
You know, I mean, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We could talk about this for a very, very long time.
Absolutely. That's another 2-hour discussion. So, yes, we do have thoughts on that. Hopefully, that cleared up a little bit. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a quick break right now.
That's right.
And come back. And I'm going to share something with you about George Washington and some remarkable things that happened where the intervention, God's hand, was involved in our country and victories that we had when all the odds were against us. And hopefully it will give you some hope as well. So hang in there. Stay the course. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment 2 of the Voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones here in Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning.
We've got some... That's all you wanted to say? Just good morning? Nothing?
Oh, well, I've already had like 10, 12 minutes of yapping, so I doubt anybody else would think that was all I had to say.
No, it's really, really good. Let me go back. I want to just touch on something real quick before we get into this. Hopefully something very encouraging for you guys. We really want to pass on something that's encouraging for you guys. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to, it's customized training at your home or your place of business or your vehicle with your equipment, your surroundings, to really get the most out of that. So strategicself-defense.com. Now, one thing I wanted to clarify before, just so that we're not felt just kind of out of sync a little bit with my bride here, because we're both in agreement that there's no way that Biden can become president legitimately, and there's such a strong case. We are seeing so much evidence, we don't even see how it's even possible. So, but we also want to say, if he ended up being declared the president, it would be illegal. It would be through a coup.
Oh yeah, totally.
There's no other way to that you could justify that. So we're definitely unified on that. But I want to share something with you, encouraging. And this is from my Patriots Bible, and boy, I hope I have enough time to cover it, but I'm going to do my best, and I'm just going to read a portion of it. This is from my Founders Bible, which is, it has American stuff from our American heritage and our history woven all through the Bible that talks about different godly principles and the character of godly men who are responsible for the founding of our country. And it's, you know, it's kind of built in all over, you know, throughout this Bible. So we're talking about George Washington here. And he had a reputation for having God's hand over him. And this is what it says in here. I'll read you the last portion, or like the last quarter, I think, last third of this section here that talks about George Washington. On numerous occasions, Washington openly testified of God's protection over him. He recognized that his life existed only as a result of the miraculous care of Providence. He also understood that the important part that he had played in America's formation was by the direction of God, acknowledging, "I have only been an instrument in the hands of Providence." Washington's bravery in the face of death and his trust that his life was in the hands of God are especially seen on Christmas night, 1776. His military campaign of 1776, which began well with the British evacuation of Boston, had turned into a disaster. His untrained, undisciplined army was quickly defeated by the professional British forces and their ruthless Hessian mercenaries on Long Island and Mount Washington. In the retreat from Manhattan and during various skirmishes, he had lost New York, practically all of New Jersey, and thousands of troops. By the time Washington's army escaped across the Delaware, the river, into Bucks County, Pennsylvania, his army had declined from 28,000 troops to 2,400 on Christmas Day and was literally in rags and near starving. American morale was very low. Desertion rates had been high, with the prevailing sentiment that the cause for liberty was already dashed. On New Year's Eve, almost every soldier's term of service would expire, and Washington would be left with an army of approximately 1,200. He had to do something bold and decisive, or the entire army would disappear. Benjamin Rush, a Philadelphia doctor and a signer of the Declaration of Independence, visited Washington at his headquarters on December 23, 1776, and wrote of this meeting. This is what he said. "While I was talking to him, I observed him to play with his pen and ink upon several small pieces of paper. One of them, by accident, fell upon the floor near my feet. I was struck with the inscription upon it. It was, quote, 'Victory or death.' This was Washington's reality. He had determined he must attack and defeat the garrison of 1,400 Hessian soldiers posted in Trenton on the eastern bank of the Delaware, or he would die. He purposed to cross the quarter mile of icy Delaware River about 9 miles above Trenton on Christmas night. Victory or death was the password for the surprise attack. It was an exceedingly dangerous plan, transporting 18 field cannon, 350 tons of ammunition, draft horses, and 2,400 men across the river in the black of night through an unrelenting sleet and snowstorm. Ended up taking 14 hours. Fishermen poled and steered the freighted ferries across the current while men went across in Durham boats, battling their way through large flows of ice that clunked heavily against their sides. Earlier that month, Thomas Paine had written a new essay that Washington ordered read to his troops on Christmas Day. As the men prepared to climb aboard the boats, these stirring words from Paine were heard. "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives us everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." By the time the army was across and ready to march the 9 miles to Trenton, it was 4 a.m., too late to launch the planned pre-dawn surprise attack on the Hessians. But to retreat would be even more dangerous. If the troops were discovered mid-river, they would be easy targets for the British marksmen. At this point, there was no turning back. Of Washington's 2,400 bedraggled soldiers, many did not have boots. Those who used burlap bags or rags toweled around their feet left a trail of blood as they marched. Major John Wilkinson recalled the snow being tinged here and there with blood from the feet of men who wore broken shoes. As they marched, Washington rode up and down the line, encouraging the men to continue through the bitter cold and snow and wind. Providentially, the snowstorm was so strong that the German troops believed no one would be out in such horrible conditions on Christmas night. So they didn't send out any night patrols or post a dawn sentry. When Washington's troops arrived at 8 a.m. to storm the town of Trenton, the Germans were caught completely off guard. In the battle that ensued, over 100 Hessians were killed or wounded and 918 captured, with several hundred more managing to escape. The Americans suffered 2 fatalities and 5 wounded, including future President James Monroe, though many more died from hypothermia and disease. At noon, Washington's victorious army marched out of Trenton through slushy roads to the river crossing with their prisoners, 6 brass cannons, approximately 1,000 arms, and much-needed ammunition. It took them 12 hours to cross the Delaware. When the Continental troops finally collapsed into their tents, they had gone 48 hours without food, almost as long without sleep, and had marched 25 miles in frightful weather. They had also won an extraordinarily critical victory for independence. The effect of the Battle of Trenton was out of all proportion to the numbers involved and the casualties as it galvanized the colonial effort. For the first time, Washington's forces had defeated a regular British army in the field. Within 2 weeks, 15,000 volunteers showed up, and Washington began driving the British across New Jersey. The revolution had been saved. Lady Liberty.
Yeah, that's quite the astounding story. And really, it gives an awful lot of, I'd say a good example for the people of today, as far as, what this country is worth.
Yeah.
And what it means to actually be put upon to try to save it.
Yeah.
And the mental fortitude it takes in really tough situations to pull through something like that.
This is the time to try men's souls. And this is where we are once again, folks. Hopefully you're encouraged by that. There are many more stories like this we're going to be sharing with you. But anyway, stay strong, stay the course. Remember to keep your president and our country in your prayers. And we'll join you right here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. Have a wonderful Wednesday and blessings to everyone.